T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Department of State has confirmed that there is one confirmed case of coronavirus here in Luzerne County. This is the information we have at this point. Number one, this case is travel related. It is not contact related. Number two, the individual is quarantined at home. This individual is not in one of the Luzerne County hospitals at this time. I do not have the information as to which municipality this individual is currently in. That information is not available per the Department of State. That being said, the governor's office and the Department of Health have been extremely helpful in getting this information out there. They reached out to me this morning when they found out about it, and that's the reason why we're having this press conference here later today. Based upon this extremely concerning declaration, we are now going to be declaring a state of emergency here in Luzerne County. This declaration of emergency will streamline all requirements in order to allow county administration to face this virus head on. We are prepared, we are ready, and we need the public's assistance as we move forward. The first thing that the county will be doing is making some changes to how we do business here in Luzerne County. The first will be security. There will be one entry point into the Luzerne County Courthouse. Luzerne County Courthouse entry point will be the rear handicap entrance to the Luzerne County Courthouse. Any and all information will be sent through the Sheriff's Department located immediately upon entering the courthouse. The county will be taking in filings mostly online through our e-recording systems and e-filing systems. If you go to our website, luzernecounty.org, you will find all information out there. There will be one drop-off and pickup area at the Sheriff's Department. This information will be provided to the public via our website and our Facebook so that those individuals can come to the courthouse to still do their business if they have to. Now, security has been empowered to make sure that no individuals who are sick, who are showing signs of sickness, are allowed to entrance into the Luzerne County Courthouse. Entry into other Luzerne County facilities has also been very, very pulled back and restricted. There are certain things that Luzerne County has to continue to provide, and it is our honor to continue to provide those things. Number one will be PFAs, protection from abuse orders. Those are still being accepted at all times at the second floor of the Luzerne County Courthouse. If someone you know or you needs a PFA, Luzerne County will be there to assist you with those things, and you should not feel like you can't come to the courthouse in order to provide those assistance. Number two, our 911. I've talked to our director, Fred Rosenkrantz. Luzerne County 911 will continue to be updated and running at full capacity. Our staff of telecommunicators have been prepared for this. We have been following through with our continuity of operation plans, and we will make sure that when you call 911, someone will be on the other line to pick up and make sure you have the necessary help you need when the time is needed. Number five, gun permits. Gun permits will only be accepted from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Luzerne County Courthouse. We are suspending gun permits at Judge Dixon's office. We have been receiving Judge Dixon's office on Mondays in Hazel Township. due to the idea behind social, less social interaction, they'll only be received at the Luzerne County Courthouse from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the sheriff's departments. And I have listed on our press update, as well as our Facebook page, and the county website, other items that people need to address, such as marriage licenses, PIN certifications and assessor's needs. But mostly it's this. If you can do it online, do it online. The Luzerne County Courthouse will be asking more and more people to do more and more work online. When it comes to elections, we have potentially one of the biggest elections in Luzerne County history coming up in just a couple of weeks. The 2020 primary is a potentially largest turnout in Luzerne County history. We are asking our citizens to consider once again a mail-in ballot. The law has changed this year, so you do not need an excuse in order to vote by mail. We are asking those individuals to go to the Luzerne County website, go to the Bureau of Elections, print out a form, and mail it in. You don't need an excuse, and you do not have to wait in line. You don't have to worry about any of those things. You can mail in your ballot and still make sure that your voice is heard. The judiciary, I've spoken to President Judge Michael Vogue, who has been a phenomenal asset and partner throughout this entire process. They have moved to a modified schedules. All juries for the rest of the month have been canceled, and they have also canceled all non-incarcerated preliminary hearings. I want to be clear, only litigants in cases will be allowed entrance into the Luzerne County Courthouse. This means that people should not be bringing their families and children into the Luzerne County Courthouse. Only litigants will be asked to be entered into the Luzerne County Courthouse. Our treasurer's office and assessment office, once again, is also moving to online. And our human services, our caseworkers that are out there every single day, will continue to do their job. We are waiting for state clearance as to what the next step is, but we are limiting in-person interactions with people at the human services division. In the coming days, I will be announcing a multidisciplinary crisis management team that we have been finalizing over these last couple of days. I want to be clear to the citizens of Luzerne County. The people who you have elected and the people who you have appointed to serve in government and in the emergency management world have been meeting. We are prepared. We are working with our health providers. We are making sure that there are tests. We are making sure that there are beds. The Red Cross has been an amazing asset throughout this entire process. And the Luzerne County Emergency Management Agency is one of the best in the state. We have faced these matters before with Director Lucy Morgan, and we have conquered them, and we will do so again. This multidisciplinary crisis management team will have healthcare providers, education, government leaders, first responders. We're going to be working on specific problems. We are not going to be going out this just to have an overall conversation about something. We're going to be addressing things like needed food, our elderly. What are we going to be doing with the children during the education crisis? And we're going to be coming up with solutions, and we're going to start that process. And that process has already started. Finally, I'm calling on government leaders, my brothers and sisters throughout Luzerne County, to limit access to public buildings the same way we are doing here in Luzerne County. If we can be of assistance to any of the boroughs, townships, cities, we are open for suggestions. Please reach out to me as we move forward. We will continue all press briefings. I anticipate that this will be something that we will be moving forward. As needed, if we get information, I will reach out to the media and make sure that you know where we are going with these things. I want to thank the media for being here. I am fully aware that our information is only as strong as our media out there. In Northeastern Pennsylvania, we're blessed to have some of the best here. And I know that this information will get to the people. I'm going to be cautioning the citizens of Luzerne County. Social media is a very powerful tool. Information out there could be less than 100% accurate. I'm not telling people anything they don't already know. Please confirm anything that you see on social media with the Department of State, with the county, with the media. We will only be putting things out there that is 100% accurate. Finally, to my friends in the media, each of you have my cell phone. Reach out to me. Let me know if you have something you need assistance on. We want to make sure that the public is aware of all the next steps going on throughout this crisis. Finally, to the citizens of Luzerne County, we are all in this together. Each of us together can truly make a difference in this crisis. And this means you. From the youngest citizen in Luzerne County to the oldest, we are asking you to stop unnecessary travel, to maintain good hygiene, to stay home if required. And I know people are saying, well, this doesn't really affect me. I'm not a person at risk. But we don't know the full interaction of this virus yet. And we are only as strong as our weakest link. We're in this together. And we can each do our part. I am the son of at-risk parents. I am the father of young children. We will do what we need to do to make sure Luzerne County is safe. And I am calling on the citizens of Luzerne County to do the same. We are known as the Valley with the Heart. Once again, it's time to prove it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.